When you were a kid, did you turn cartwheels and things like that?
Oh, yeah. Turn on your head.
Put your head down and kick your feet, pop over on your back.
That's right. I used to be able to just go clear down on one foot and come back up without ever touching the heel to the floor and listen.
That's a good trick. Boy. It's good balance. What did you call it when you get out and put your head down, kick your feet, then flop over on your back?
Turn handsprings.
Well, I was thinking just to put your head down. Don't push with your arms.
Just stand on your head.
Well, more of a roll. Somerset?
Oh, yeah, sure. You'd say play Somerset, sure. And play the bullfrog, you know what that is, don't you?
Yeah.
Or you leap over one another, you know?
Yeah. And some clown always pushes the last guy over.
Yeah, hits him in the... Yeah. Well, you know where.
Yeah. Haunches, maybe.
Yeah.
Did you say you were a swimmer?
No, I can't swim. Never learned to swim. Oh, I could go down in deep water. I could paddle out of there a little bit, and you know, I'm not a swimmer.
How about the other kids around here? Were they any good?
Yes, they had a lot of good swimmers and a lot of good skaters around here. Way back a long time ago, we used to have some good ice skaters in this country. They don't have ice enough anymore, except this manufactured ice.
We miss it?
In 1904, I was 17, and snow and sleet and ice and freeze, snow and sleet and ice and freeze, and had about always 10 inches of ice and snow all over everything. And there was four of us kids that ran off from school at noon one day and skated down the railroad track here to Double Creek, and then down Double Creek to the river, and then up the river to the Jolly Bridge, and then back home. Must have been about 12 miles altogether.
Wow.
And the professor here, J.A. Burns, came over here in the early days from Arkansas, and had a lot of rough boys around here like they had in all community schools. And he straightened them out. And professor, until he died, told me that I still owed him 6 hours.
What a mind, huh?
I went to my brother and I, Carl, was one of the state bank commission. And I was janitor down here. I went $1 off of coal, and I didn't even get to go back home for breakfast. And when I came to class, I'd taken my books home the night before. And when I came to class, I didn't have my book. And this old professor says, well, where's your book? And I said, it's at home. He says, go home and send your book to school. So that'll do more good. And so he didn't give me a chance to explain to him, you know. So about 25, 30 years later, down here at the service station, he was going to the service station here on the corner. And he was working for the First National Bank down here, collecting mortgages and what have you, going out and renewing them, you know. And he had one of these leather wallets. And he left it laying on a pump down there. So he went through over to Chelsea, and then he missed his wallet, and he came back and wanted to know if he'd left it there. And I said, yes, Professor, you know what? If you just sent that wallet over and stayed home, it'd done more good. You remember what you told me about 30 years ago?
Did he remember it?
Oh, did he remember it?